This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace be upon you, the mercy of Allah and His blessings. On this 28th night of Rabi'ul Akhir 1447 in South Africa, we comment on the Islamic economic indicators. The Zakat Nisab is 14,000 rand. The Mahar of Fatimi is 45,000 rand. And the minimum Mahar for those following the Hanafi Mazhab is 900 rand. The Maliki is 300 rand. And the Shafi'is and Hanbalis, there is no minimum amount for the mahar. A very warm welcome to the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba Online, Voice of the Ahlus Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, simulcast on Sirius FM in the East Rand, as well as on Radio Al Ansar. Well, do remember, for your questions via WhatsApp, if you are from South Africa, within the boundaries of South Africa, the WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. If you're out of South Africa, it is +27 84 786 3132. Mufti Saab's email is akhussain@gmail.com, and the Twitter is @akhussain. The website, muftiakhussain.net, markazsahaba.com, as well as daruliman.co.za. With that, we take this opportunity to welcome our esteemed Mufti Saib, the directors, the sound engineers, and the esteemed listeners that have tuned into this evening's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies. Mufti Saib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and jazakallahu khairan for joining us this evening.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum afizwadi. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, please kindly enlighten us on the latest in the news from Gaza, occupied Palestine, as well as Masjid al-Aqsa.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So tonight is already the 28th of Jumad al-Ula, 1447. So on Wednesday night, we have to scan the sky for the new moon and crescent. Insha'Allah, it will be sighted, and that will usher in the month of Jumad al-Ula. So now we have 28th of Rabi'ul Akhir tonight. 28th of Rabi'ul Akhir. So Jumad al-Ula will start on Thursday, insha'Allah. And then that will be corresponding with Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Palestine. So the whole world, 99% will be having the first of Jumad al-Ula this Thursday, inshallah. So tonight, 28th Rabi'ul Akhir, then tomorrow, 29th, and then Wednesday evening, we have to scan the sky. So that's very important, make a note of it. These are the Haaretz newspaper headlines. Israel Hamas ceasefire, that's in red. PMO, Prime Minister's Office, Red Cross transfers coffin of deceased hostage to Israeli troops in Gaza. Red Cross transfers coffin of deceased hostage to Israeli troops in Gaza, Prime Minister Office says. They got that twice. IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, says coffin of hostage has been transferred to the Red Cross and is on the way to Israeli forces. Recap: 45 Palestinians killed in Gaza in past 24 hours. Trump, Hamas will be eradicated if they don't behave. You see, they see the pedophile. 7 million plus people marched against him this past weekend, and they had a slogan and they were singing it. Danger, danger, there's a pedo in the house. Danger, danger, there's a pedo in the house. A pedo, a pedophile. In the house, in the White House. So this donkey, this rapist, this pedophile and war criminal, he wants to tell us that they'll be eradicated if they don't behave. What the hell you were doing the past 2 years? You couldn't eradicate them. So don't come with your nonsense. They're going to eradicate you in America. America, they hate your guts, you harami. IDF and Shin Bet says Red Cross en route to receive coffin of deceased hostage. 5 times they will write that the harami, jutlas, cursed nation, swines and pigs. How Israeli policy of separation in Gaza and the West Bank perpetuates Hamas. So while West Bank is under PA, Palestinian Authority, Gaza is under Hamas. So they wanted to cause division in the rank and file of the Palestinians, and now they have to pay the price. Will Iran choose Trump or Putin as it enters new era of sanctions and stalemate? So it's a rhetorical question. Why may they choose Trump? Trump is a harami. They'll choose Putin, obviously. So Steve Witkoff, Jared Kushner meet with Netanyahu, the war criminal, and that guy Lance Vance, you understand, the deputy vice president will come tomorrow, you see that. So that is also going to happen, and that tomorrow. So let's come here to the editorial and so forth, and we got some very interesting other news to share with you as well. So yeah, number one is in the editorial, this is written, now or never, Herzog must stand up for democracy. Herzog is the president. So they don't want, they got one dictator there in America, and now they want to be another dictator. Yeah, his illegitimate son, you understand, Netanyahu. So therefore, they're telling the president to stand up and wake up. That's Herzog. He's not a harami. Netanyahu's opposition shouldn't boycott the Knesset, but fight him from inside. That is what one lady writes. Or their Bisharat is Oda Bisharat, but they know how to spell. So he's a Palestinian. He says, Israel's power obsession. Why military might has replaced every other option? You see that? And still they can't win. And then Israelis agonizing roller coaster. Joy, loss, and Netanyahu's false peace. You see that? Obviously it's a false peace. And then Amos Shokan writes, a Palestinian state is in the Israel's best interest. Netanyahu must act now. Act now, he must resign and get out and be sent to jail. So that is what must happen. Let me give you some 4 or 5 other important news. You see that? Saudi Arabia. So now they executed a youngster who committed the crime when he was 17 years old. If you know Saudi Arabia, the Manatiq al-Sharqiyya, the eastern region where all the oil is. So this youngster, a Shia, so he was busy protesting against the regime, the Wahhabi Najdi Kafir regime, you see that. So they detained him for more than 10 years, and now they executed him today. So what the hell were you doing all the other 10 years and so forth? So obviously this will have certain things that Iran will be thinking, that what the hell is this MBS doing and Murtad bin Shaitan and so forth and so on. You see, forever they shoot themselves in the feet, you must remember. They Wahhabis, Najdis, no brains they got. So obviously it's a foolish move on behalf of MBS and company. Second one, you the Christian church and Christians who say that you like the Pope and the Vatican. So now they told the Pope, Pope Leo, you must establish a worldwide organization. And that worldwide organization in every major country of the world must have an office. And must make it clear that no more are they going to allow sexual abuse and sexual assault, you see, by the clergy against their subordinates. What a stain, what a disgrace for the Catholic Church and the Christian Church in general. They are busy, you see that, they are priests, they are pastors, and they are people. That, I don't say all, but many of them. And why? Because you have an unnatural policy called celibacy. Do you know what is celibacy? That guy who wants to become a priest and so forth, he can't marry. So obviously he'll have sexual desires. So you know, one day the monk, he was sitting, and not far from him was the nun was sitting. And then the monk and the nun, the chemistry took over. They got nearer and nearer to one another. And some monkey business took place, you see that? So that's haramis, that's what they do. And every time the Pope must go, this country, apologize for the rifle repairs of his subordinates, what the bishop did, what this guy did, what the priest did, all these things here. So a shame and a stain on the Christian Catholic Church and Christians in general. Then we go to Israel, the haramis, the super terrorists, genocidal state. You see, Ben Gvir, Minister of Security, says, let all the bodies come that Hamas has got, that they must bring them. And after we got the hostages, now we want the dead ones. Then we resume the genocide. But go look in the Western papers, Zionist papers, it will be written there, one small column or something. Just turn it the other way around. Imagine if a Muslim leader or minister or an Arab minister had to say, we will start the genocide against the Americans, against the Jews and the Jutlas. The world will be screaming for 1 month and 1 year, basically. You see? But this is Jews, kid glove business. We say, go to hell, you Jutlas. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. And that is what Hamas has taught us, you see. You can never dismantle Hamas. And that's a fact that you know very well, you see that. And in South Africa, I told you this ANC is beyond repairs. You must remember that. You know you're involved in a car accident. Allah forbid, Allah protect us. So they say the car is beyond repairs. Even the penalties can't repair it. So that is ANC's connection, you see. ANC in the 2019 election, listen carefully. So they cut a deal with the Kuluzesi or some foundation investment group, you see that, to print their posters and whatever, Ifolenzi or something, right? And they never paid them fully. The bill is sitting at 85 million rand ANC owes them. I see the lawyer there, you understand, is a Muslim guy, acting against the ANC, and he won the case, basically. So ANC got the shivers, you see that? They say, hey, let's go to court, and he wanted to attach their furniture, attach their accounts and everything. They said, no, we'll make out of court settlement, but we will keep it between us. We won't divulge it to the public. What the hell you guys are doing, ANC? Show me one thing you guys can do. I can only think of one thing you did straight in the past 30 years, and that is to take Israel to the ICJ and so forth, International Criminal Court of Justice, or whatever you call. So remember, that's one good thing you did. This rest, we gave you gold and you turned everything into dust, basically. You destroyed South Africa. You must remember that. Now you must remember you're the host of the G20. How much stealing will go on there again? And so forth and so on. So it's a shame and disgrace. Me, I will feel very ashamed to go and shake any of these ANC's ministers and them. Just like the Saudis, the imams and all that who come to South Africa. Waste our time here and so forth. You see that? They are just puppets there and can't speak one word against the king and against MBS and so forth and so on. So you must know. And that also, that ANC taking Israel to the International Criminal Court or whatever it is, the Court of Justice, you must remember, they must think the Muslim lady. So Naledi Pandor, a Muslim named Naila Pandor. So you see. She was the brain of this whole thing, not these other characters. And the Muslim played the role there also. So you must understand the real politics that goes around. And they're begging South Africa to withdraw it. So there, Cyril at least told them, go to hell. We're not withdrawing it and so forth. So that are the news updates, you understand, from different parts of the world. And inshallah, our Hamas will come out victorious. And the Jutlas will be running. And they're already 2 million ran away. Many more will run away, inshallah, from Israel. And our 6 million, 7 million Palestinians in the diaspora will come back to the motherland of Palestine, inshallah, Aziz.
JazakAllah khairan to Mufti Sahib. Mufti Sahib, is there a dua as this person's child is not yet speaking? For the child to start speaking.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The best dua is chapter number 20, and that is Surah Taha. And verses 25, 26, 27, 28, the dua of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, daily I read it. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. Ya Allah, make my mission easy for me. And Ya Allah, remove the knots in my tongue so people can understand me. You see that? Ya Allah, and expand my bosom and my heart, Ya Allah. So Nabi Musa alayhi salam read this dua before going to the Pharaoh, the ten-pot dictator. So you, father, mother, read this dua abundantly and blow on your handsome son, your beautiful, gorgeous daughter, and read Surah Fatiha. Inshallah, you will see he or she will start speaking. It happened to me here in Indonesia. When I came here with Allah's help in 2001 January, so the people started meeting me. So they brought the child here, you see, and said, "Ke ni bolej," you see, the child is not speaking and all. So I said, "Bring him here," to the boy. And I read Surah 20 and verses 25, 26, 27, 28, Surah Fatiha blew on him. After 2-3 years or so, they brought that child again. He's running around, talking, walking, so I don't recognize him now. So they asked me, "You know this child?" I said, "No." He said, "He's the same child we bought 2-3 years ago. He couldn't speak. Now see him." So Kudrat ka karishma, this is Allah's kalam, kalamullahi ta'ala. We must have the conviction our beloved Allah will give him the quwwat and the taqat and the strength to speak and the ability, capability to speak, inshaAllah.
Is there any truth in this, that if you leave your house empty for more than 40 days, then the jinns will start living in your house?
So all these tablighi guys who go for 4 months, their houses will be filled with jinnats. Our people are masters. They bring stories from India, you understand, Palanpur, Saharanpur, Kolvatpur, Dabelpur, and I don't know, Mirzapur and what, and then they make puris. All fairy tale stories, you must remember that. So there's no such thing that for 4 months you leave your mind. Sister and my brother-in-law and them, they went for Hajj for 4 months in 1980 because I met them there in Jeddah, then Makkah, Medina, and so forth. So 4 months they were gone. There are no jinnats came. So all fairy tales, all these things. They're Indian fairy tales. You know, when you go to Turkey, you get Turkish delights. So you must write one book there. One of you, my students, I know some of you are writing all this. So you must keep on a whole section, Indian delights. Not by that Zuleika Mayat and that she passed away. Allah give her Jannat al-Firdaus. No, don't use that title, Indian delights. Say Indian fairy tales. You see that? So in that way, you put all these fairy tale stories that came from India. All fairy tale, no, and we don't believe in nonsensical things.
This person says, "We have just discovered that my daughter has stage 4 cancer. Please advise of any du'as."
Obviously, she will be devastated. You will be very worried and concerned, the family. So this is the following things you must do immediately from now. Tell your beloved daughter, your beti, your ladli, your decree, your beloved daughter, she must learn this one ayat, and day and night she must read it as much as possible. Surah 21, Surah Anbiya, the prophets and the messengers, and verse number 83. Chapter 21, verse 83. The dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu salam. Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam was sick and ill for 18, 19 years. Muddatun madida, a lengthy period. What he did? He cried, petitioned Allah. Anni masaniya durru. Ya Allah, this calamity, catastrophe, and this sickness has befallen me. Anni masaniya durru wa anta arhamur rahimin. Whilst you, Allah, exclusively, you are the one who is the most merciful one to show mercy. So chapter 21, verse 83, dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu salam. So that is what she must read abundantly. You, the parents, siblings, brothers, sisters, all, read Surah Fatiha 7 times. Go by her, read it and blow on her. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. And next one you must do is tell the entire family, in-laws, outlaws, extended family, everybody read Surah 21 and verse 87. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minadh-dhalimin. because now the worry, sorry, anxiety will take over. So this is a panacea, the cure for that, to remove all that worry, sorry, and anxiety. And then the last one, read Ya Salamu abundantly. And Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, hadith in the Marasil of Imam Abu Dawood, Dahu Mardakum bi Sadaqa. For the people who are sick, your family, friends, the whole ummah, whoever, so then give out charity on their behalf. So daily, start tonight, give out charity. Whether it is food, whether it is drinks that are halal, whether not some Diwali business and all that. Diwali, everything connected to Diwali for us Muslims, totally haram, A to Z. The firecrackers and buying them, selling them and advertising them, all haram. So anyway, something that is halal, you give to poor people, Muslim or non-Muslim, or you take money, 5 rand, 10, 20, 30 rand, and give that out daily, and inshallah, Allah will give shifa. We must have that firm conviction, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, how is it that the marhumin benefit from our recitation and when we do read and, you know, we transfer the reward to them? How do they benefit?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us two du'as in the noble Quran. So a Muslim is he who submits and surrenders himself lovingly, willingly, sincerely to him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and to him, the Master Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we need to be very, very clear on that issue. Okay. So which are the two du'as? Chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. Especially for those of us whose parents, grandparents have passed away with Iman and Islam. So read this du'a abundantly, profusely. Rabbana filli, O Allah, forgive me. Wali walidayya, and my beloved parents. Walil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. And the believers, whether we know them or don't know them, the day the reckoning is established. So that's a powerful dua. Allah will forgive their sins. Allah will elevate their rank. Allah will admit them into Jannah. Bifadlihi wa rahmatihi wa judihi wa karamihi, through His grace, mercy and benevolence. Second dua enshrined and mentioned in the noble Quran, chapter 59, Surah Hashr, and verse number 10, the 28th Supara, 28 Juz, where the first quarter ends. So read that. This is the dua. Learn it, read it, teach it to others. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Oh Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away before us with Iman. You can't pray for non-Muslims after their death. Remember that. You can pray for them while they're alive. Therefore, to attend non-Muslim funeral and a memorial service and go to temple and church, you'll become a reverent. You must remember that. You will lose your Iman. You must remember these things there. You pray along with them and sing with them and all that things there. Quran Sharif is very clear on all this. Surah 9, verse 84. وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. You cannot pray for any non-Muslim and you can't stand by their grave in the cemetery and whatever. You all absolutely haram. So these are two du'as. Then charity. Sa'ad radiallahu anhu, Sa'ad bin Ubadah radiallahu anhu came, Ya Rasulullah, inna umma Sa'adin qad tuwfiyat, my honorable mother passed away, what should I do? Faqala al-ma' hi habibuna rahmatul alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said water. He went, he took his team and they went, fahafara bi'ran, faqala hadhi li ummi Sa'ad. Open Mishkat Sharif, you'll find it. So they dug up the borehole, the well and everything and dedicated to his beloved mother. And we say that read Quran, Iqra Yasin ala Mautakum, Hadith Abu Dawood ibn Majah. Any surah you can read, and more so if you read Surah Yasin, all the better. And in that way, Allah will reward them. And all four schools, Shafis, Malikis, Hanbalis, Hanafis, all accepted. Only these Salafi Jahils, ignorant people, they don't accept it. They fall and mudwil. Remember, majority of them of this age. So remember that this and all the nafil ibadat you do, that you read now after Isha Salah, 2 rakat tahajjud, you wake up in the early part of the morning, 3 o'clock, 3:30, and you read 2 rakat, 4 rakat tahajjud to transfer the reward. Ishraq Salat you read, Salatul Duha, Chash Namaz you read. So like that you transfer the reward. All that is permissible. And the Mauta and the Amwat, see what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Al Mauta Kal Ghariq Al Mutaghawith. The people who passed away, remember, they're like a drowning person shouting, screaming for help. So, O Muslim, help all the Amwat, all the Shuhada and martyrs. Allah elevate their rank. Allah Ta'ala forgive their sins. Allah Jalla wa Ala give them the maximum, optimum reward. So we should have that conviction in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala.
You see, Jazakallah khairan to Mufti Sahib. Well, it's time for a break, and after the break we continue with the Q&A program. Do remember, Monday nights the Q&A program is from 8 p.m. right until 10 p.m. Sunday afternoons from 2 to 4.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And continuing with this evening's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, Sony and Oni, for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Sahib, after Maghrib, can you continue with Nafil Salah right until Isha time? And what additional intentions can be added to the Awwabin Salah?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before we answer that question, look at Trump. He's got the IQ of a child, you know. Trump claims no other U.S. president ever ended a war. So the question is being asked, is it? Obviously it's not true. So he is an egoist, a narcissist, a war criminal, and China is outplaying him. So he says he'll visit China next year. And then the South American countries are all, majority are so upset with him. Now Colombia, they recall their ambassador from there, from America. You see that? And then Venezuela, they got no ties with America because they want regime change. Lula, Brazil, also fed up with this madcap here. So that is he. Amazon, you see, they thought that they can run the world. Allah shows them. All their, half their services conked up, not working, all Hong Kong business, you see that? So that is going on there, you must remember. And then you see that, another one, two nice ones here. I told you about Ben-Gvir, he said, conquer, crush and win. You see, when the Muslims get you and Palestinians get you, Ben-Gvir, inshallah, they're going to circumcise you properly, your harami, and so forth and so on. And then a body of a Nepali student held in Gaza returned to Kathmandu. You see that? So that is there in Nepal and so forth there. And then there's one, two other nice ones here. I just want to go scrolling down here. So Trump says he will visit China early next year. And there's one more left here. And Gaza mourned the dead, you see, after Israel pummels the strip with airstrikes and so forth and so on. Even today, they kill 4 Palestinians, you must remember. So that's what they are. They are baby killers and murderers, you must remember that. But their time for falling apart is coming near, you must remember that. They speak that they want, they love, and so forth. You see, in Thailand, many restaurants, they put up boards there. No Israelis allowed. And you, Muslim, if you got through Iman, if you got through Islam, if you're a person of justice and conscience, you must fix this Americans and Israelis up. That you must boycott, whether it is McDonald's, whether it is KFC, whether it is Starbucks, whether it is the Nestle products. The Nestle products, 16,000 staff fired and told go home. We can't pay your wages, that they boycotted so much. So that we cripple them and they can do absolutely nothing about that. You must remember this. If you're hearing maybe pat, there's no bombs going here. It's all the Diwali crackers and fireworks going on. So maybe it goes through our soundproof here and you hear it, you understood? So don't worry, we all are safe here. Lukolo is here on the one side and I'm here on the other side. So now, Afsa, what was your question there that you asked just now?
Tisab, after Maghrib, can you continue with Nafil Salah until Isha? And also, can there be additional intentions to the Awabin Salah?
You read your Maghrib Salat. So thereafter, you read your two rakat Sunnat Muakkadah. And thereafter, you want to read Awabin. So you can include the two rakat Sunnat Muakkadah and you read another two and two. So that is six rakats. So if you read six rakat, then you get the reward of 12 years ibadat. And the hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi, but it is a very, very weak hadith. We must clarify that as well. It's not authentic hadith. It's very, very weak. But in fada'il and virtue, some ulama, they accepted it. So that is that you can do. And if you want to go to the maximum, then you read ishrina rakat, and you read 20 rakats. So you start after Maghrib. By the time you finish, you must remember your 20 rakats. Then it's isha time. Or you start Salatul Tasbih. So it's a golden time to read Salatul Tasbih. Salatul Tasbih, these Salafi characters, when I just give them one lesson, they shut their mouth. And they say, no, it's bid'ah, it's not acceptable. I say, Sheikh Albani, Nasiruddin Albani, rahimahullah, in his book, Targhib wa Tarheeb, which is written by Allama Munziri, and he wrote there, you understand, Tashihu, and the Sahih, and he evaluated it. In that Targhib wa Tarheeb, Al-Mujalladul Awwal, the first part, he said, in Salatul Tasbih, Hadithun Sahihun. So a good hadith, authentic hadith, hadithun hasanun. So what you going to say then? Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahimahullah, used to read Salatul Tasbih daily. So there is an answer to your question. You read Salatul Tasbih. You read 20 rakats of Wabin. That also is proven, you understood. And Musnad Ahmad and various compilations. And thereafter, you want to read 2 rakats Salatul Shukr, 2 rakats Salatul Tawbah, 2 rakats Salatul Hajj. So it's all permissible, remember. Go study Abbt, not Abbt. Abbt. Abbt means my autobiography of Hazrat Sheikh Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sheikh al-Hadith Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. So go read, then you will find how many times you must remember from Maghrib to Isha they were busy. And they read 5 Jews, they read 3 Jews, they read 2 Jews of the Noble Quran and so forth in that period between Maghrib and Isha. You know this Mawlana Musa Menk. This father, I'm speaking about the old man. He must be well in his 80s, maybe reaching 90s now. So whenever I used to go to Zimbabwe, I used to go by his house. And one day he came here also. Understand? He said, "Aap hamesha tashreef le aate, to maine basati ko kaha, kam az kam main bhi aao." So I only go to him because of he's a direct student of Hazrat Sheikh, and he should tell me very, very good stories of Hazrat Sheikh. Nawwarallahu marqadahu. So he told me that when Hazrat Sheikh was well, and he would leave and emerge from his house and come walking to the darasgah, to the classroom, then the students would tell the teacher, the teachers would tell the students, the teachers would tell the students, when Sheikh is coming, don't make salam to him. Because from the house to the school, to the madrasa, to the darulun, to the classroom, he's busy reading Quran. When he's going back, also he's reading Quran. So don't disturb him whilst he's reading Quran, you see. So he was a lover of Quran Sharif, lover of the Sunnah Mubarakah. And Allah gave him such a mot, you must remember, on the 1st of Shaban. It was in the month of May, and it was the year 1982. So that is Sheikh al-Hadith, you must read his biography, and so forth and so on. So therefore, me and you, it's wonderful. You look for long, long surahs and you read it between Maghrib and Isha, try and by heart it. So excellent it is, mashallah.
Can Mufisa please give advice regarding the impermissibility of extravagant weddings and how it's disliked and the harms of it as well?
Almighty Allah speaks of this in a noble Quran, chapter 17, in the 15th Supara, 15 Jews, and verse 27, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. That the people who squandered their wealth, they are the brothers and sisters of Satan, Shaitan and Lucifer. Ask yourself, why are you doing all that? Inviting 1,000 people, 2,000 people, then the whole week you got the jolt, you see that? Monday night, Mendi party. Tuesday night, Bajrak. You see, Rasra Ramnasi. You see that? We have some musical business. And then we will call, you must remember, the belly dancer and so forth. Then Wednesday night, we will have that show. There's a special name, I forget it, you understand? So that we will show one another, you see, what gifts we are giving. Everything to do with Riya and Sum'ah, just to impress people and show off the eyes and the ears of people. And then Thursday night become Sulman, become Muslim. No, 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 everybody Quran khatam, Yasin khatam, Durood Sharif khatam, Bismillah khatam. And then Friday night, you must remember, will be the big chow and all that. We're going to have a braai, you see. And then Saturday, or Friday will be the nikah, and then Saturday, Sunday, walima. Or Friday, the big braai, and then Saturday, the nikah, and Sunday, walima. So all this just to show off that how many places I saw. My own family, they told me to perform the nikah. So I performed the nikah. They told me Hotel Ajja, 5-star hotel, all that, there's reception, and there's das and das. And I said, bah, me, I don't come to these places. So I'm walking away. You know that I told you all that before. So after 1 year, 6 months, kalas, all 5 million, 3 million, 10 million, whatever they spend, Durdani, all gone, finished. You see that? Why? You just want to show off and this and all this. How many marriages today, they don't even last 1 month, 2 months. You must remember that. Because Allah has a law. And what is the law? Go ask Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, in his Sahih al-Bukhari. Go ask Allama Nawawi, rahimahullah, in his Riyadus Salihin. Go ask Allama Khatib Tabrizi, rahimahullah, in his Mishkatul Masabi. They all brought this hadith right in the beginning. For the teacher, for the student, for the Muslim. Innamal a'malu bin niyat. What is your motive? What is your intention? Jaisi niyat, waisi barakah. If you had good intention, nothing to show off and so forth, Allah will let that nikah go for years and years, and you'll be together in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la forever. Inna a'zaman nikahi barakah, aysaruhu ma'una. That the best nikah, as far as barakah blessing goes, is where there's minimum expenditure. When I tell my students, 7 students came now, you see, my students, Darum Newcastle, all ulama, and they came to visit Maulana Mansur ul-Haq day in Rustenburg. Make dua for Maulana Mansur, is not well at all. Allah Jalla wa Ala grant him complete shifa. He started at Darum Newcastle in 76 and then resigned in 92. So great khidmat he made, you know, for that 15, 16 years and so forth. So Allah, whatever is best for him, Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran lahu fa ahyihi wa in kanatil wafatu khayran lahu fa tawaffahu. Ya Allah, if life is better for him, give his life. If death is better, give him death with Iman and Islam, Ya Rabbul Alameen. So when we tell our students that when I started in Darulum Newcastle 1981 with 300 rand wages, I was married, you see, and alhamdulillah, I was very happy. And then we got married all, it didn't even cost me 1,000 rand. So all Allah's fazal Allah. Now your marriage is you can't speak. Must be million and more. To koro gal karante ba, what you talking, man? We got a 10-course meal, you understand? We must have prawns, and we must have this, and we must have that. And still the people will complain. You must remember that. So, man sama'a, sama'a Allahu bihi. You want to show off. Allah will disgrace you in front of the people you want to show off. CMBS, they just want praise. But every second thing they do upside down, and the people swearing them, cursing them, and so forth. Man sama'a sama'a Allahu bihi. Remember, it's mentioned in Mustad Ahmad. Absolutely haram. Therefore, very few nikahs we really go. We'll perform the nikah, and then we make salam, and then we're gone. You see, because all the unda, danda, haram things going on there. Look at the women, how they dress. You understand? You can see Jir Makar, you can see right through. They got the sari on and they got this on. The ijari packed it away. It's in a musalla. You understand? Yeah. That where's the ijar? You lukolo, you know what is ijar. Lukolo. The Muslim woman, they wear the trouser. But some Muslim women, they don't wear. You see, there's carpet I got here where I pray. So we all pray here. So there, they put that ijar trouser inside there. There we'll see you when we pray. When we're not praying, then we got all funny clothes, you see. Now, how you can go? And they'll put parda on the chairs. They'll put parda on the roof. But where's the lady with the parda? I don't say all, but majority are like that. Nisa'un kasiyatun ariyatun fil akhirah. Majority of the women who think that they are dressed, they'll be naked in the year after because of their see-through transparent clothing. And ma'ilatun mumilat. They want to entice the opposite gender, seduce them. Check me out. I'm more smarter than the bride. What you talking? You see that? And wala ru'usihinna ka asnabil bukht. And on their head, they got the big hump of the camel. You see, the Eiffel Tower. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. Never mind Jannah and paradise. Lam yajidna ra'ihat al-Jannah. You see that? So remember, they weren't even get the fragrance of Jannah. And the parents also got no sense. You must remember that. The father is walking in with his daughter and he's shaking his buttocks and all that. You see. This is my last daughter. You see, all musti of ours, you must remember that. So Allah give tawfiq, Allah give hidayat. A to Z, all haram.
Mufti Sahib, what does one have to do to see their beloved, the marhumin, spouse and other family members in their dreams?
Make abundant dua, give a lot of charity. And inshallah, if you have true love, true intention, then Allah will show you. When my beloved mother passed away in 97, because I was very, very close to her, she used to make, when I used to go to hospital, I know 7.5 weeks she was in ICU, and not ordinary ICU. In the ICU, another special ward, you see, totally isolated from everybody. So even the nurses used to tell me, hey, Fundis, when a tandaza maningi, they say you're praying too much, you see that. Father passed away, mother passed away, brother passed away. All the time I was there and I was reading Quran and so what Allah's help. So she couldn't speak because they put that trachea here by her throat. You know, she make ishara and all that. So she was giving a lot of duas, I know. So I used to cry day and night. Then every night I used to see her. You see that for about 10 days flying in the air, white and shining. And she gave me a lot of tasalli and pacified me, you see. So when you speak a lot of dua, and not now you see the dream and finish, you must continue making dua for the deceased and so forth. Allah will show you, you must remember these kind of things. Before this istima, I saw Bhai Padia again, you understood? So, Bhai Padia is giving me a message, I think. I better go 40 days after supper, you understood? Okay, inshallah. Right,
inshallah. Mufti Sahib, how authentic is the hadith of the black cloak when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had covered his family?
So you must remember Hadithul Kisa is Sahih Hadith. We accept it, you must remember. But the Shias, they want to take their own meaning from there. Everything the Shias say, they'll quote. The quoting is correct, kalimatu haqqin wa iradatul batil. But the interpretation, the meaning they take out is totally null and void. I give you three examples. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed the Hajj in the 10th year of the Hijrah. Entered their Makkah Mukarramah on the 4th of Zulhijjah. Departed on the night of the 14th. So 10 days, 6 days were the Hajj. And the other days were there in Makkah, right? So now the Master alayhi salam delivered the khutbah, everything. Then on the 18th of Zulhijjah, hadith in Muslim Sharif, he Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So you must remember, stopped at the place Ghadir Khum. There in Hajj, 124,000, yeah, a few thousand only. So then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam took the hand of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, because one Sahabi complained to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam about Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Then he, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "Man kuntu mawlahu fa aliyun mawla." That who is the special friend of mine is the special friend of Sayyidina Ali, and vice versa. So they say, see, from here it means Sayyidina Ali must be the Khalifa and the successor of the Master alayhi salam. You shaitans, you haramis, in the ending of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, you don't see that Thursday night who he appointed as the Imam. For Isha Salat, it was Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Whole Friday, Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Whole Saturday, Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Whole Sunday, Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Fajr Monday. So that was the last time Sahaba saw Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam alive. And 17 Salat, he made Imamat. So who's going to be the Khalifa? يَعْبَ اللَّهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَّا أَبَا بَكْرٍ حَدِيثٍ in Bukhari Sharif. Allah will never allow. This will never allow. But it must be said Abu Bakr Siddiq. Allah will not allow. Chapter 9, verse number 40. ثَانِ يَسْنَيْنِ فِي الْغَارِ. He was the second one in the cave. He was the second one in Hijrah when they went. He was the second one to put the brick and place the brick in Masjid Quba after the Master alayhi salam. Second one to place the block and the brick there in Masjid Nabawi. Second one on the Musalla of Nabi alayhi salam. A kafir Shia, till today he is the second one. Who's buried right next to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Sayyidina Ali, where is buried? You also don't know. You say he's in Najaf. In Najaf where you are praying, he's not Sayyidina Ali's grave. That is Mughira bin Shuba's grave. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is buried in Darul Imara. You Shias, I'm prepared to take you on anywhere in the world. Pakka kafirs you are. I challenged you there and debated with you in Qum, and I beat you there also. So you talk a lot of rubbish. You look for all these chamchas who can't defend. So first question we will discuss is Khomeini Muslim or kafir? Pakka kafir is, you must remember, making muta halal for 1 hour and all. Let's see, that's the second example. In Sahaba's time, was there muta? Yes, there was muta for a short period. You see that? When they were musafir and that. And then the ayats got revealed and it then abolished muta and all. Shias make muta there in Iran, in Iraq, in their hometown and all that. Khomeini will tell you the virtues of it. And these Shia kafirs will tell you. That was never ever allowed in Islam. You must remember that. Third one, Hadithul Kisa. What they want to say? That Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam put the shawl Mubarak and so forth. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was there. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was there. Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha was there. Hassanain were there. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein. And he said, Ha'ulai Ahlu Bayti. That Ha'ulai Ahlu Bayti, that these are the household. So why you don't read the Quran? Chapter 33, verses number 33, 34, 35, and go read. So Allah Ta'ala is addressing the wives of Nabi alayhi salam. And then what he says, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. That Allah says you must stay glued to your homes. Chapter 33, verse 33. And this is for all Muslim women. All this gallivanting, running taxi to shop and to madrasa and school and run around here, put lipstick, dipstick, all haram business, all that. And then chapter number 33, then Allah says, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُثِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ. So they exclude the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam. So if you study Quran, the word Ahl al-Bayt came 3 times. And every time it refers to the woman. So why he don't refer to the woman, the wives of Nabi alayhi salam? So go read the story of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam and Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha, Ya Ahl al-Bayt. They're giving a glad tidings, you're going to give birth, oh, the wife of Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah. For then Nabi Musa alayhi salam, faradadna ila ummi. So you see there, ila ahli bayti yakfulunahu. So it refers to the mother of Musa alayhi salam. So there it refers to the mother of Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. Yea, it refers to the mother of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. So why, yea, you want to exclude them? Hey, you kafir Shias, you see that? So the first people for who Ahlul Bayt is applicable are the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam. But they hate and despise Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu warda. They hate and despise Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. And they hate the honorable daughters Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anhuma, who are the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam. You say you love Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. This was the question I posed to them. Let's look at what you say is Ahl al-Bayt. Obviously, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? Then we got Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. Then you got a husband, Sayyida Ali radiallahu anha. Then you got Hassanain, you see, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein. So what happens to the mother of Hazrat Fatima? Why you excluded her? You say you love Sayyida Khadija. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ. No Shia could answer that. Why they excluded Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha? They excluded her. Because if they include her, then they will have to include Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa. Pakka kafir you are Shia. You must remember that. وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي كُفْرِهِمْ فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ. Just like MBS, you must remember that. If you agree with Khomeini and all his ilk and teaching, you agree with MBS and all his teaching, you murtad out of the fold of Islam. You can quote me anywhere.
Mufti Sahib, is it advisable for a man to leave his wife at home alone with the two young children while he goes for Umrah with his sisters and brother?
Not permissible. Remember, life is all about al-aham fal-aham. That for you to look after your wife and your young children, that's farza'een, is compulsory upon you. To go for Umrah with your siblings and all that, maybe they paid your ticket or your accommodation. So like a mufatiya, now you say, let me go. And that most to most is mustahab sunnah. How you can leave that which is farz and you don't? Your wife is alone there, young children, you know the security situation, all that in South Africa. Totally not permissible that. But the problem with the Ummah today is not Islam. It's not we want to practice Islam. We want to practice on our own fancies and desires, and we call it Islam. That is what Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri, the sage of the age, used to say when he was asked, Ma hiya uqubatul ulama? What is the punishment for the ulama, the scholars? He said, Mautul qulub. The hearts will become dead. They asked him, what do you mean the hearts will become dead? He said, what the profound answer? Talabud dunya. They will tell people, Talabud dunya bi amalil akhirah. They will tell people, we're running masjid, we're running darulum, we're running khanka, we're running this, we're running that. And every day the collection is busy, busy, busy. So it's not darulum, it's darul fulus. How much we can pocket in our money. The jamiyats today, our darulums today, if you have a forensic audit, then you'll see proper saldans. They got, most of them got no tekana. They don't know how much they collected, how much they lost, how much is stolen. So that, how much they enrich themselves, all these zakat organizations. So they're pocketing the money left, right and center. So you must, I mean, let us be honest about these issues here. So therefore, Hassan Basri's answer, Talabud dunya, you want more and more of dunya, but you tell people you're doing action for the year after. So that is how our hearts have become dead. Allah forgive us, Allah protect us, and from all this, very few people will tell you the truth, but I'm telling you the truth, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, does the father-in-law and daughter-in-law remain mahram to each other after divorce of the son or the death of the son?
So you must remember, if the son passed away or he divorced his wife, now the father-in-law's daughter-in-law, mahram does not mean temporary. Mahram means perpetual, eternal. Quran Kareem states, I give you all the verses on this topic and issue. Chapter 4, verse number 23. وَأُمَّهَاتُ نِسَائِكُمْ. And your wife's mother, what we will call mother-in-law. So your wife passed away. So you, son-in-law, your relationship vis-a-vis with your mother-in-law, your sas, your, you understand, mother-in-law, whatever you want to call. So you must remember, you will still remain the mahram. You can go to visit her. She can come visit you. She can travel with you. Provided there is no fear of fitna. You see that? You start smooching her and all that. Obviously, it's haram, obviously. That's Quran, right? So, mahram means forever, perpetual. And you can't marry her, obviously. And then the other way around, Quran Kareem teaches us in Surah 24, Surah Nur, verse 31, O abaihinna, O abai bu'ulatihinna. So, this lady, she must wear decent clothes more. But when she comes in front of a maharim, then she don't have to cover her hair. She don't have to cover her arms and all these things here. Obviously, we're not suggesting that now you must expose all that. I am explaining to the masla that it is better you cover, but you can't say it's compulsory in front of her biological father. Or in front of her father-in-law and so forth. But some of these father-in-laws, halas out marni kotni. They're old, but they're not cold. So you don't dress like that in front of them. but he will remain your mahram forever and ever, even after the son passed away. So you must remember that. So both ways it works, you must remember. Son-in-law will be mahram for mother-in-law. Father-in-law will be mahram for daughter-in-law. Whether that person who is the son or the daughter, whichever way you look at it, has passed away or they divorced or what, still they will remain the mahram, provided there is no fear of fitna and no chaos and mayhem and so forth.
We say Jazakallah khairan to Mufti Sahib. You'll be listening to the Isha Azan on Madkas Sahaba, online voice of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We'll continue after that, inshallah.